awake in the middle of the night, hypnotized and staring in the light. And I wonder if I even care. There's a ghost in the mirror, baby, I'm not there. Ghost in the mirror, ghost in the mirror, ghost in the mirror, baby, I'm not there.
You are listening to CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I am so excited. So stick around.
CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, doing amazing stuff. There's still some more to go, so stay tuned.
CJSW 90.9 FM, what's up?
CJSW 90.9 FM.
Well, good evening and welcome to folks that are here on CJSW 90.9 FM. My name is Bruce and I'll be with you for one last time tonight as we say goodbye to my time here at Folks Etc. as I'm moving on. And I thought, well, what better way to start the show than with a song that I would often play to introduce Speaking in Tongues back when it was my turn at that time. This is a longer version. It's a work song. It's a bunch of postal workers from the University of Ghana, recorded in 1975. They were just sort of doing their job, singing and whistling and stamping and improvising, and a really, really kind of neat way to get through their day and maybe also to start things off tonight. Don't know who they were, but they were quite infectious, so we'll give it a spin. Samurai, the extended version of the theme song from Speaking in Tongues back in, I don't know, probably the late 90s, early 2000s, I think was when I did that. I don't know how long. It's been a sort of blur these past 25, 26 years. And, yeah, so, I don't know, we started that show off with being trained by Robin Poitra, or at least partially trained. He was on his way out, and Jane McCullough, I think, was the program director at the time, and brought me in and gave me a show, and, well, it's been what it has been for the past while.
Robin did a show called Robin's Nest.
That was after. Before we go into that, though, I should mention that this is Folk Setter. We are brought to you in part by the people at Blind Man Brewing out of Lacombe, Alberta. They've sponsored us for the past several years, and we've appreciated everything they have. So that voice you just heard, that is Daryl Lehman, current host of Speaking in Tongues and former host of Folk Setter. We're going to be talking about the show and other things over the past years. But you were saying something about Robin there.
Yeah, so Robin Poitra trained you.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Well, for a couple of weeks. I don't think we did the full training load because I don't know whether his wife was having a child or whether they were even married at that time because it's so long ago and everything just all a blur.
Everything is going to be a little bit hazy tonight. But Robin Poitra, super nice guy, one of the nicest guys you could ever hope to meet. He did a show called Robin's Nest at one time on CJSW. I think it was a daytime show, if I recall. And he was able to do that because he was working at U of C and was able to accommodate it in his schedule. I think I've got that right. One of the nicest guys you could ever meet, and people used to say that they thought that he and I were separated at birth because our radio voices apparently sounded sufficiently alike that people would confuse us with one another.
Well, yeah, you both have that sort of, professional sound to you, I guess. Unlike, say, myself, where the show is often improvised, and that's kind of, I think, what we're going to be doing tonight because, not really got much of a plan. I do know that it was a lot of really, really new, wonderful new stuff coming into the station over this past week. So I thought, well, perhaps we'll play some of that and then see what happens. First up, this is Katie Pruitt and a song called The Waitress off of her latest album, Mantras. Just discovered this afternoon. So first look here on CJSW.
Rich folks are ordering dinner, bottles of liquor top shelf. The waitress is serving everyone around, but forgets to take care of herself. There's a painting that hangs by the window, infinite mountains of green. She reminisces and misses when she wasn't tethered to somebody's dream. But if there comes a time she decides she can no longer stay, I will not stand in her way. Walk in the dark on a Sunday when the Christians are busy in church. She tells me she prays that her friends and her family get all the good things they deserve. There's a redbird chirping in the backyard. She loves all the songs that it sings. She looks like an angel got locked out of heaven for lending somebody her wings. But there comes a time she decides she can no longer stay, I will not stand in her way. can't keep her to myself forever, 'cause she's got other places to be. Her love is a gift I have witnessed her give, but it doesn't belong to me. No, it doesn't belong to me. No, it doesn't belong to me.
Plastic.
Well, a couple of brand new releases for you there that just made the charts this past weekend and just made the computer so I can actually play them for you. That was Shayla Miller that we just heard. She's from Lethbridge and a song of Roses off of her album After the Masquerade. And before that, we heard something from, come on. Katie Pruitt, The Waitress. Yes, I should know that. The album's called Mantras, and it's her second. She's been around a while, Daryl. Are you familiar at all with Katie Pruitt?
Well, I certainly followed her first album, which both her albums to date have been on Rounder Records, which is a venerable independent American kind of roots music label. I think when you show up on that label, it's maybe an indication that you are worth listening to, worth investigating, following, listening to. It's a label with a long history of releasing great music, and she's got – her first album was really strong. The second one is brand new. We both have it, I think, but I haven't actually listened to it yet. It is so new. It's only been out for, I think, just over a week or something.
Yeah. It's quite a personal album, though. She deals with a lot of things that are quite personal to herself, but also just human condition in general, things like religion, mental health, love songs,
that
sort of thing.
That's right.
Quite a passionate delivery, too, to much of her music. And I gather she's quite well received.
Highly recommended, I'd say. Yeah.
She's played at 420 Fest. I wonder what that was on, what that one's all about.
Yeah.
Americana Festival and many, many other things. Great NPR is quite behind her too. So,
yeah. Since we're here, here's a question that has not exactly ever put me in fetal position sobbing under a desk or anything. But how do you define folk music? How do you see it? How do you program a show that is, in inverted quotation marks, a folk music show? I always think of great festivals like the Calgary Folk Music Festival, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Mariposa, whatever, that program a whole bunch of stuff that is just music for folks. And I never have any hesitation, really, to play just about anything. At least that was my attitude when I did Folk Center.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much me too. I forget who exactly it was that came up with the term folk or the show name Folk Center, but I just love the Center part of that because it lets you expand and
absolutely
go anywhere you want to go.
And we can thank Martin Kemp for that, right? Because he's the guy who came up with the show name Folk Center way back in the day.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, Martin. One of the many things we owe you for that the beautiful name that lets us go anywhere, and that's really what I do. I mean, was it Pete Seeger that said, you know, all music is folk music? I've never heard. Well, I'm sure horses do make music of their own, but
I think
you know,
some say Pete Seeger, some say Lead Belly or something.
Well, maybe it was Alan Lomax who stole it from Lead Belly, it's just something out there in the ether, like a lot of folk music was. Different versions around the world, and it's just or places, and it's just whatever happens to be there. I mean, I look at sometimes, you know, what has come into the station, and you find out what was interesting, like Katie Pruitt there, and Shayla Miller, and Emily Triggs, who we're going to hear in a little bit, and you know, so you do some of that, and then there's, you've got to focus on the local people when they put something out that's really worthy of listening to, and most of it is. So throw in one or two of them a night and, you know, and just...
Yes, and this show, Folk Cetera 2, has been integral to supporting, helping market, promoting the local folk club scene and obviously Calgary Folk Music Festival every year annually. Yeah. But the Calgary folk music club scene has benefited from the presence of Folk Cetera for many years. I want to say it's since the mid-1990s or something like that that Folk Cetera has been around. Before that, it was called the Folkmonger, the equivalent show hosted by a lady named Daryl Batenya, who trained me. And I think she might have trained Martin Kemp as well, possibly. I might have that wrong, but I think she might have trained Martin too. But, you know, Folk Cetera has... as I say, been central, I think, to helping promote folk music in Calgary. And we do have a vigorous local live music scene.
Yeah, and every once in a while, like if there's something coming up that weekend, I'll, I'll try to play something from at least one or two of the artists that are coming to town. You know, it all depends. Mm-hmm. There's just so many different things you got to juggle when you're putting a show together. But mostly it's just like, what do I like?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's how you do it too. Yeah, does this sound absolutely. Sound good? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get back to some music. Emily Triggs has something new out. I don't know if it's even out yet. We've got it at the station here, though. I think it's coming out fairly shortly if it's not out now. The album is called The Great Escape, and from it, I think we'll listen to one called Ask the Birds. Sort of, I don't know, maybe perhaps appropriate for Earth Day coming up on Saturday. So anyway, regardless, this is Emily Triggs.
Say the words that I never heard, that I never heard from you. Would you speak to me that soft southern way? Tell me how you feel when the wind blows steady to the north and I don't hear your call. I will ask the birds if you might have forgotten if they
Triggs there, Ask the Birds, off of her latest album, The Great Escape. Yeah, wonderful track and beautiful harmonies and just an absolutely wonderful voice and a wonderful person. So, Daryl, you were talking a little bit about Martin Kemp and Daryl Battania and so on. When did the, do you know, when this all began? Like, can you recall?
Well, it is, as I said right at the outset, a little bit hazy, but I want to say that folks that are, I must have... been birthed something like in the mid-1990s, I want to say.
Okay, so it's been going for a while then. And
mid-1990s, early 1990s, yeah. Because Martin Kemp and I were contemporaries as students here. We had at least some of the same classes when we were undergraduates, and we both would have graduated around 1989. And then I think I started at CJSW at about 1991, And it seems to me that Martin was maybe, I don't know, around that time or not that long after. Yeah. And then Folksetera was born. So.
Yeah. I don't think I know I didn't start that early, but I probably could have. I mean, I remember I was around here at that time and working over in the den, and of course all the CGSW people would come over in the evenings after they couldn't stand the silverfish anymore, and they would just come on over and have a beer, and I would chat with them. People like the Reverend Ron and Russ Gregg, and I don't know who else was back there. And then you might have been in, I don't know. It's a while back. But you were talking about Martin, and what were some of the artists that he was fond of that you can remember?
Well, one that we were talking about off air earlier was Laura Love. I know for sure that he was a big Laura Love fan. I would say that Martin, who like he was not only a programmer, he was CGSW board member at one time. That kind of involvement with the station, and was kind of a stickler for the kinds of rules and regulations, as it were, that applied to the station at the time. And I remember that I think the way he programmed was to keep things pretty close to the vest in terms of staying with stuff that was on the chart list more or less, and big focus on local music, big focus on artists that would appear at Calgary Folk Music Festival. Maybe didn't spread his wings quite as widely as you and I do, but Laura Love was one artist that we were talking about that I know he liked.
Well, I think part of the thing too was that was pre-internet days, so you can't,
that's right,
didn't really have,
that's right,
access to a lot of the stuff. I mean, we have an extensive library, and we did back then too, but yeah, it's technology has allowed us to really search out a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. That
back then, I would, pre-internet, as you say, I was trying to pick up copies of magazines like Folk Roots from the UK, which is defunct now, Dirty Linen, which I think is defunct now, and then Penguin Eggs came on board, a Canadian magazine. It's also defunct now, to try to keep up with what was new and hot and happening.
Well, I think Folk Roots did go, but it's come back as FRUK, I think, or something like that. But just strictly an internet article or page or magazine, I guess you would call it. Ian Anderson, the former editor of Folk Roots, he's still the guy behind it. And
I'll have to check that out.
You know, well, so I guess this is as good a excuse as any to play Laura Love. I'm a big fan of hers, and this is one that's not often been played. It's I don't know, you want to call it a deep cut, maybe. She's had some things that are almost genuine hits, like Aha, Me Riddle a Day, and that sort of thing. But this one is called Whenever Time Will Come, a rather poignant song, I think, and maybe expressing some of what I'm feeling. But a song about peace and love and joy and that sort of thing coming to all of us and to everything else, animals, birds, or everything that we share the planet with. This is Laura Love.
Come on now.
Well, all right. So that was Laura Love. And what was Whenever Time Will Come. Boy, you'd think after all these years I'd be able to read. Maybe it's the glasses aren't, you know, or the yellow on gray. Not exactly the best color choices, I think, for someone who wants to promote their song titles. You see, you know, but anyway, that's just an old bugaboo of mine, is just having something that I can read and understand. You know, that I'm not going to go down the get off my lawn routine, you know, sort of thing.
Yellow clouds.
Yeah. It's like, you know, put stuff out in black and white so that, and give artist names and people that are playing with you so that we know these things and we can credit the proper people. Anyway, enough of the rant for tonight. So Daryl, yeah, we were discussing like kind of how this all worked. Did you follow Martin or?
Well,
ahead of Martin or?
Like, I think I followed Martin. It was sequence and Speaking in Tongues, the World Music Show, the show that I do now, gets slotted in there somewhere too. But I'm hazy enough on the details that it's probably best not to go too deeply into it. I have hosted Folk Cetera on my own at one time or another. You and I have co-hosted, and I think for a while, maybe you and I and Les Semenuk.
Yeah, I think we did the three in there during he was going in for some sort of medical procedure or something, or and I had come back and was looking for a show and just sort of, and then I don't know, and then something came up and you got to go to the Saturday, and
that's right,
and I stayed on Thursdays,
right?
Yeah, so all right, well.
So I know I did the show, and we were just talking about a piece of music to play, kind of, I guess, in recognition of that. There are so many artists that I could go to. The one that that I saw this afternoon as I was going through some of these old handwritten CGSW music logs of mine, like literally in spiral ring notebooks. I regret shredding my earliest ones, actually, from my station days, which I'm still kicking myself about, because I would really love to go through those ones now at the advanced age of 60 as I am now. But just going through the one that I pulled out at random this afternoon, there's an artist who stage name at least is John Wesley Harding, and I think he's still active, but he had a really super album called Traditional Arrangement Jones that came out in 1999. And in which he is doing versions of Nick Jones songs.
All right.
And the one that I thought I would play, which I know I played more than once on Folk Cetera, is the Bonnie Bunch of Roses. So whenever we're set, I can go and
okay, play that. Just a technical question here. Is this mini or USB?
That's USB, so it'll be the...
Yeah. Oh, I got the button. I just want to make sure I got press the right one. Something I've been known not to do.
John Wesley Harding, Bunny Bunch of Roses.
By the margin of the ocean, one pleasant evening in the month of June, the pleasant singing blackbird his charming notes did tune. Then I saw a woman all in great grief and woe, sing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses. man up and spoke, the young Napoleon. And he took hold of his mother's hand. Oh, mother dear, be patient. Soon I will take command. I'll raise a terrible army and through tremendous danger go. In spite of all of the universe, I'll conquer the bunny bunch of roses. When first you saw the great Napoleon, you fell down on your bended knee. You asked your father's life of him, and he's granted it most manfully. Then he took an army over the frozen Alps did go. He said, I'll conquer Moscow. I'll come back for the bonny bunch of roses. So he's took 300,000 fighting men and kings like wise for to join his throne. Was as well provided for, enough to take the whole world on. But when he came to Moscow, all overpowered by driving snow, Moscow was ablazing. He lost the bonny bunch of roses. My son, don't speak so venturesome. England, she has a heart of oak. And England, Ireland, and Scotland, their unity has never been broke. So, son, think on your father. In St. Helena, his body, it lies low. And you will follow after. Beware of the bonny bunch of roses. Oh. My mother forever, for I am on my dying bed. Had I lived, I might have been clever, but now I bow my youthful head. And while our bodies do moulder, and weeping willows over us do grow, the deeds of brave Napoleon will sting the bonny bunch of roses. Thank you.
member of the council of the naval mutiny. I'm no traitor to my conscience, having done my sworn duty. These are my last words before the scaffold, and I trust you all to hear. Our wretched British sailor became a citizen mutiny. A president and servant to carry powder, I was loyal to the crack of the whip. If I starved on the streets of Bristol, I starved worse on a British ship. Red is the color of the new republic. Blue is the color of the sea. White is the color of my innocence, not surrender to your mercy. I was woken from my misery by the words of Thomas Paine. On my barren soil they fell like the sweetest drops of rain. Red is the color of the new republic. Blue is the color of the sea. White is the color of my innocence, not surrender to your. So in the spring of the year we took the fleet, every sail and cannon and compass sheet, and we flew a Jacobin flag to give us heart. While Fritz could help us, we were waiting for Bonaparte. Red is the color of the new republic. Blue is the color. All you soldiers, all you sailors, all you laborers of the land, all you beggars, all you builders, you've come here to watch me hang. And to the masters, we are the rabble, we are the swinish multitude, but we can rearrange the colors of the red and the white and the blue. Red is the color of the new republic. Blue is the color of the sea. White is the color of my innocence, not surrender to your mercy. Red is the color of the new republic. Blue is the color of the sea. White is the color of my innocence, not surrender to your mercy.
So that was The Men They Couldn't Hang off of a self-titled album. And I believe that that was Les's favorite song. He put it on a funding drive CD a few years back, and he always said that he liked The Men They Couldn't Hang. They were really one of the bands that was responsible for the Celtic folk rock invasion here in Canada. People like the Rio Statics and, who's that Kingston band? They were really, really big a few years back.
You're not thinking of the Tragically Hip.
That's right? The one. Yeah, they've done a cover version of this song too. Yeah. And The Men They Couldn't Hang, I believe, inspired people like Spirit of the West and those sort of things. And Les was certainly fond of those bands. Well, before we go any further, time to say thank you once again to Blind Man Brewing for all of their support and helping us bring this show to you and keeping the station going. They're a great little brewery out of Lacombe, Alberta, and you can find them at better craft beer stores and watering holes around town, places like Mikey's and the Ironwood and so on. I think they're also, too, at the Ship and Anchor. And the Ship and Anchor is going to come up a little bit later in the events calendar. So this weekend, lots of stuff happening. At the Calgary Folk Club tomorrow night, Ferris and Jason Romero will be there. Opening for them, John Brooks out of Toronto, great singer-songwriter. On Saturday, a few shows for you. You can either go to the Nickelodeon, catch Lynn Miles and Kevin Cook, or you can go to the Fish Creek concerts, and the Woodshed will be there, and that's the new collaboration of John Wart Hanum and T. Buckley. I've always wanted to see that, but I guess it's going to have to wait until, I don't know, I come back here again and, or something.
All those shows sound good.
Yeah. Next week, a couple ones, too, that are great. The Rocky Mountain Folk Club is having their show on next Friday. Playing there that night, Ben Suarez and Hazel Gray. That's at the Rosedale Community Center up on about, well.
Just really quickly, this won't take long. I'm quite sure that Ben Suarez crashed a folk cetera show that I was doing one time when we were in the old location in the downstairs in Mac Hall in the dark, dingy, dank dungeon. He just kind of showed up one night, kind of knocked on the door, and I let him in and sort of talked his way into appearing on the show that night and doing a few songs, but he just showed up out of nowhere.
Well, that must have been great. Yeah, I remember, they didn't really crash my show, but probably would have been better if they did when I was doing Folks That I Was Covering For You one night, and Tegan and Sarah, I believe, were supposed to come in, and they did, and sadly, I did not do them justice. I think it was early on in my time, and I really didn't give them the interview that they deserve. But I always loved their work, and one of my memories, when it's something I'll remember.
My worst interview experience was with Natalie McMaster, again, in that old location. There was something wrong in the board that night, and Natalie McMaster could hear me, and she was playing some songs, and we did a short interview, which I had scripted out. So I was asking her questions, but I couldn't hear what she was saying in response. And all I could do was just stick with my script, hoping that she hadn't already answered the question that I was asking sequentially. And she was kind of looking at me a little funny by the end of the interview. But
I'm just going to say you were your professional radio announcer at that moment. I cannot tell you how many times I listen to people doing interviews and, you know, they have the script there and they The whoever the interviewee is has just answered the question that they go and ask them, and it's like, you know, it's hard sometimes. I won't say that I do it well, but you know, sometimes it just goes off the rails. And anyway, before we go off the rails, one more thing to mention: next, like a week Saturday, this one that sounds really really good. Aaron Ross and Mallory Chipman will be at the Ship and Anchor.
Yes. That sounds good.
On the 26th, and or 27th, actually, and wish I was around for it, but...
Great new album from Aaron Ross.
Yeah, and Mallory, well, she hasn't had any new album out, but I loved her last one where she does the ornithological bird song thing, and really, really neat. Ethnomusic, well, I don't know. Ethno-ornithology, I don't know what you call it, but it's wonderful anyway, and that will be a show to check out. So we're going to... end this hour, I think, with a song that sometime host of Folks Out of Here, she would fill in for me and other people. I think fill in for us too when we needed her. She had her own show on CGSW and was a great artist in her own right, and did a lot of spinning and weaving and so on. And Linda Cunningham. It's almost 5 years ago now since she passed away, like almost to the week. But anyway, this was one of her favorite songs. This is Doogie McLean and Caledonia.
Thank you. can see the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Kept on moving, proved the points that I need proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher. Well, they've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
People who are cool like it, and the people who aren't cool don't like it.
Little kid got stuck in it, and they had to shut it down.
Well, welcome back to the final half hour of Folks Header here on CJSW 90.9 FM. And we're just going to get right into the music. We've heard from what a lot of other artists or hosts have thought were their favorite artists. And I mean, I've got so many. My latest favorite artist is one I saw a couple of weeks back. This is Windborne, and perfect for Earth Day, I think. A song called Earth's Burdens, written in the 1840s and set to music by Windborne.
Oh, the waves crash in and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. The lightning's...
Well, heavens, you'd think I'd get through a final show without messing things up, but that was Doogie McLean again. And, you know, as much as I love him, I promised you Windborne. So let me cue this up again. Right. Yeah.
Bruce, I am not going to hold it against you.
Well, what are they going to do? Fire me.
That's right.
I mean, I'm done in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
More or less. Well, I had the right... Yeah, I had the right number, but all right. Well, yeah. What can I say? Earth's Burdens, Windborne. Let's try this one more time.
Fast as a autumn leaves, my children drop away. A gathering of unripened sheaves by premature decay. Oh, where are all the hallowed sweets, the harmless joys I gave, the pavements of your sordid street, are stones or virtue's grave? Gaunt misery bars the cottage door, and greed supports the throne. Indifference echoes more and more. 'Tis therefore that I groan. Gaunt misery bars the cottage door, and greed supports the throne. Indifference echoes more and more. 'Tis therefore that I groan.
Yeah, some Windmorn there. Daryl, you want to tell us a little bit about that song since you were just reading the notes there?
I'll have to find my place here. But I was – the most recent thing I was reading in this book is that you get 0.4 cents a play for that on Spotify. By the way, a princely sum. Earth's Burden, words by Ernest Jones. So I won't read the lyrics. One of the things that jumped out at me when reading about the guy who wrote that song is that this guy, Ernest Jones, was a poet who apparently was thrown in prison in 1848 for speeches he made promoting the People's Charter, a list of demands for voting rights for the common people of Britain. He spent much of that sentence in solitary confinement in a 13-by-6-foot cell with only his own thoughts to accompany him and the torn-out pages of a prayer book to write on. That sounds discomfortingly contemporary, actually, that kind of fate for a person like Ernest Jones engaging in simple activism, you would think, but winding up on the wrong side of the law. There's far too much of that emerging these days, I think. And those words set to music, which the band Windborn says was common, for example, in the American shape note singing tradition, which had arisen to wide popularity in the 1840s. So just simply taking poetry and setting those words to music. So presumably you could hear the same poem sung in different ways, depending on who was doing the shape note singing, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the tune, I guess, is there was no specific tune, so you could sing it to whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll move on to some more music, some old-timey, bluegrassy type stuff. Something from Ferris and Jason Romero coming up, Cold Creek Shout, an instrumental, and then a brand new release by Sierra Farrell. So a little bit of bluegrass for you to warm things up.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3.
times I know they are near. Look around you, scared faces I see, 'cause there's all sorts of souls lost on a wheat bagel. We were on a cusp of something good, looking to the stars to find our way, leave it to the Gitche money.
Sometimes I have to say I can't complain. Good and bad, I've earned them both, I guess. I'd be a fool to say my road's been easy. I'll keep an open mind and do my best. The trail is bound to have some twists and turns. There's always gonna be some ups and downs. So when I'm blue, I'll hold on to the good times. Today's another day above the ground. Better times ahead, I keep on hoping. Better times. Come a time when hearts will start to open. Better times ahead. Some people die not ever having lived, never find the freedom they could know. I'll dare to take a road that isn't open, to take me where they thought they couldn't go. Now I'm riding out into a rising sun, my hat pulled down against the summer wind. Going maybe slow, but I'll still get there. I know it's gonna work out in the end. Better times ahead, I keep on hoping. Better times are right around the bend. There'll come a time when hearts will start to open. Better times ahead. Better times ahead, I keep on hoping. Better times are right around the bend. Come a time when hearts will start to open. Better times. Better times ahead. Better times.
Well, that pretty much brings my time here at Folk Center to an end. I promise I wouldn't do this, but thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to all of you who texted the booth tonight. I couldn't reply to most of them because, well, I won't say there were too many because that would be hubristic, and it'll just come back and bite me in the end. So I don't want to tempt fate. Yeah. Thanks to Blind Man Brewing for their support, and
Bruce, he'll be missed. Folk Center will be missed. You've done a great job for a long time.
Well, I'm not going to go out on a limb and promise anything, but there will be a show next week, and someone will be in this chair. Hopefully it'll be some folk music, and we'll see what happens. Those of you who know me, I'll be back for the Folk Fest. Stop by stage 4, say hi. We'll go for
absolutely
something from Blind Man, perhaps, a wobbly pop or whatever.
You won't have your cats with you, but come by to say hello anyway.
Well, you know, if I can sneak them on the bus or catch a ride down, you know, I might just bring one of them with me into the show because I have one cat that's a real, real folk fan, folk music fan. I've had other cats in the past that that weren't so much fans of folk music, and you know, I personally love Ani DiFranco. One of my cats, Rosie, I think it was, wasn't quite as a fond of her, or at least I think it was her. I had to throw the liner nose out, shall we say? But anyway, yeah, that's it for me. I think I'm going to leave you with something brand new from Martin Simpson, so new that it's coming out shortly. The title track from his up-and-coming album, Sky Dancer. Thank you to everybody for listening, and
thank you, Bruce.
See you again.
Thank you.
Constellations shine among the budding heather and ling and the jade green berry bushes. The oak eggers are on the wing. The stone chats and the pipits fly in spring lap wings and curlews cry. But there is something missing. There are no dancers in the sky. And the bird completes the skyline that is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pale ash grey sky dancer, or this wasteful cruelty? At 15 I saw the falcon fly at Simmons' yacht on the River Wye. Scarce and unexpected then, rare treasure in the sky. Mid Wales 50 years ago, the red kite's beauty lit the snow. Now I might see them every day, falcon on the city cliffs, red kites by the motorway. And the bird completes the skyline that is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pearly ring-tailed harrier, or this shooting gallery. Now the heathland it is burning up above the valley towns. The greedy flames consume the peat, so when the rains come down, they pour across the moorland's wreck and overwhelms the stream and beck, bursts the banks of stream and beck and floods the town. The bird completes the skyline that is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? This life-supporting landscape or this brutal tyranny? skylight, that is clear to see. An empty sky's a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pale ash grey sky dancer, or this wasteful cruelty?
CJSW and a triple axel have in common? The boats spin you right round like a record, baby. CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, broadcasting on Treaty 7 lands.
Chatting up.